USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is calling on Georgia's governor and secretary of state to further investigate allegations of voter fraud in their state. The president tweeted Saturday asking why Governor Brian Kemp hasn't called for a signature verification for absentee ballots. Congressman Jody Heiss says the president isn't the only one who wants to see activity from the state's elected leaders on this matter. He tells Newsmax TV that he's had plenty of constituents express their concern over the allegations of voter fraud.
There's no question the president's he's deeply concerned and disturbed with the inactivity of the state leaders to address apparent voter fraud in the state. And I must say, Rob, that the president's not the only one. I have been inundated. I spoke just a little while ago at a different rally taking place in another part of the state. People are deeply concerned. They're upset.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Doctors in Connecticut are asking for tighter coronavirus restrictions as healthcare systems are being overwhelmed by patients. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Doctors in Connecticut asked their governor, Ned Lamont, to shut down indoor dining and gyms to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That letter was spearheaded by Dr. Luke Davis, a critical care physician at Yale New Haven Hospital. He told CBS News that he and other hospital staff are getting tired.
It's very difficult disease, and the thing that makes the biggest difference is just not having the hospitals be overloaded, having enough staff to take care of people.
Nearly 700 people signed an online version of the letter.
And Japan's space agency says it has found a capsule full of samples from an asteroid that its probe Hayabusa 2 sent back to Earth. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said it had spotted the capsule as it landed in a remote area of southern Australia, and an operation to retrieve it is underway. The agency says that they hope the samples gathered from the asteroid Ryugu will offer clues about how our solar system formed. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler has passed away in a car crash. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler did not attend a campaign rally with Vice President Mike Pence after getting word that a campaign aide died in a car crash. 20-year-old Harrison Deal was killed in a multi-vehicle wreck in South Georgia. Deal was also an intern for Senator David Perdue and a close family friend of Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Kemp also scheduled to be at the Pence rally in Savannah. He did not attend. The vice president called Deal a truly wonderful young man in opening remarks at that rally. Loeffler called Deal a smart, bright, loving, loyal, and outstanding young man. The rally was supposed to boost Loeffler's runoff election bid to retain her Senate seat. She faces the Reverend Raphael Warnock.
Starting Sunday, two regions of California will fall under a stay-at-home order. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced earlier this week that regions of the Golden State would fall under that order when the area's ICU capacity fell below a certain threshold. The State Department of Public Health announced Saturday that the Southern California and San Joaquin Valley regions had crossed that threshold and the three-week order would be enacted to slow the spread of coronavirus. A scheduled game between the top two college basketball programs in the nation was called off after one team had a player test positive for coronavirus. Number one Gonzaga and number two Baylor were set to play in Indianapolis on Saturday, but about 90 minutes before tip-off, one player and one staff member from Gonzaga tested positive for COVID, forcing the cancellation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.